Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast, coming to you from a cabin in the woods in the beautiful mountains of California. This is the second part of our episode titled, What People Think About You. I will teach you a visualization on how to release the metaphorical darts that people have thrown at you during your life. These darts represent negative comments about you, or criticisms that you believed and are carrying around with you. For example, my mother told me that I was a terrible cook. It was a perpetual joke to her, and I believed it. For decades, I didn't even try. I ate out a lot, and that wasn't really good for me. But one day, I decided I wanted to cook. I found a recipe, and it actually went well. And from then on, I found more recipes I wanted to try. I mean, it's really not rocket science. I even took a couple of cooking classes. And guess what? I can cook. I'm not a gourmet, but I've whipped up some pretty great dishes. So that was a dart that my mother had thrown at me that I was carrying around for over 20 years. Until the day that I decided to release it. It didn't belong to me. It was not me. These darts or criticisms about ourselves that we tend to internalize and hang on to usually come from those we trust, those closest to us. And they tend to carry more weight when they come from authority figures. So let's cover both of those and start with your parents. Think of something your mom or your dad has said about you, something that's negative or critical that you believed and are carrying with you, something that has become a part of your persona. Sometimes these come in absolutes. Absolutes contain the words always or never or to, T-O-O. For example, you're always so emotional, or you work too much, or you never listen to me. Take a moment and think about a dart from one of your parents. Now, imagine pulling that dart out of your body. Now imagine your body immediately healing right up. There's no hole, there's no blood, and there's no scar. Now look at that dart in your hand. On the side of it is etched your parent's name, the one that threw it at you in the first place. Now, as you're looking at this dart, say, I don't need this anymore. This is not mine. This is not me. Now, go ahead and drop that dart onto the ground and watch it magically disappear. It's gone. You don't have to carry it around anymore. Let's try another one. Maybe something a peer said to you, a sibling or a close friend, maybe your husband or wife, or even an ex. Yes, we still carry around darts from our exes. Once you know what the dart is, just imagine yourself pulling it out of your body, and your body immediately heals. Look at that dart. Acknowledge the name that's etched on the side of it. It's not your name because it doesn't belong to you. Say, I don't need this anymore. This is not mine. This is not me. Drop that dart onto the ground or throw it as far, far away as you want to and watch it magically disappear. Now, every time one of these darts from the past materializes in your thoughts, stop and recognize it. Close your eyes and do this visualization. Release that dart. You will start to feel happier, more peaceful, and more like your real self. And in the future, if you recognize a point when somebody tries to hurl a new dart at you, Remember that schoolyard phrase that we've modified a bit? I'm rubber. Whatever you say bounces off of me. You don't have to be hurt anymore. It's not your dart. It doesn't belong to you. You can thank the person for their opinion, but you don't have to accept it. Your spirit body is not accepting any new darts. Remember, you are the only one who determines who and what you are. Nobody else has the authority, and nobody else has the power to create you. By releasing the darts, you are creating the authentic you, not the you that other people have constructed. And by being the authentic you, you'll have a much more peaceful and joyous life. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life Podcast.